Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Concern over fights caught on video at a Massachusetts school. Hundreds of Boston City employees suspended. And if you are not registered to vote, better get on it today. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Not sure what's worse, the fact that Demi Lovato wants to stop using the word aliens or the reason why.
Leroy has your sports.
And find out who believes winning isn't enough in sports.
But first, students saying they're scared. Parents are demanding answers after multiple fights were captured on video inside Lawrence High School. There were a total of 6 fights, and in one of the videos, a teacher was injured and on the floor after being hit in the face. Lawrence police said the school district would be releasing a statement about the fights. Hundreds of Boston City employees have been suspended without pay after failing to comply with the city's mandate for COVID-19 vaccinations or weekly testing. Last week, 1,400 employees were warned that they had until yesterday to come into compliance, and as of yesterday, 812 employees were still not compliant. And if you plan on voting on November 2nd, today is the state's deadline to register to vote. So you can register online, through the mail, in person at your local election office, as well as through the registry, MassHealth, or the Commonwealth Health Connector. At least 61 communities in Massachusetts are holding elections on November 2nd, including the high-profile Boston mayoral election between Michelle Wu and Anissa Asabi George. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Wendy Williams returned to her talk show is being pushed back again. She was supposed to start her new season September 20th. That got pushed back several times due to ongoing health issues. Now, according to a statement from the production company, Wendy is making progress, but is experiencing serious complications as a direct result of Graves' disease and her thyroid condition. It's been determined that more time is needed before she's able to return to her live hosting duties. In the meantime, the show will premiere still October 18th with an exciting lineup of guest hosts. No date has been given for Wendy's return, only saying as soon as she's ready, she'll be back. I told you guys yesterday how Tyga was under investigation and cooperating with police after his ex-girlfriend says she was attacked over the weekend. Cameron Swanson had visible injuries on her face after showing up at Tyga's home screaming on his front porch. Well, I guess his cooperation landed him in handcuffs as Tyga was arrested yesterday for felony domestic violence. He was released on $50,000 bond. And the girl, her name's Cameron, she put a bunch of screenshots of text messages on her Instagram because she said she was sick of people saying that she's the aggressor. She showed up. She was screaming at him. Apparently, she broke up with him. He texted her and was like, I'm sending you a car. Get your ass here now. And that's how the whole thing started. So, and Demi Lovato says the term alien is offensive and we should stop using it immediately. Demi was promoting an upcoming Peacock special called Unidentified, where Demi and her friends go looking for proof of Martians and apparently find something. According to Demi, I think we have to stop calling them aliens because aliens is a derogatory term for anything.
Shut up, Demi. That makes no sense.
That's like, why she likes to call them ETs.
You can't say what someone... first of all, it's an alien. So you've never spoken. We don't even know if they exist. I believe they exist. We just haven't seen any yet.
They're around.
So and they're not coming because according to Demi Lovato, they don't like being, their feelings are hurt. So now we know we can confirm aliens have feelings.
Right.
And that they don't like the term alien. And that's why they're not coming out.
Okay.
We'll
call them ETs from now on.
No, I'm going to call them Chewbaccas. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. Hey, whatever you want to do.
Oh, my God.
I love that sound.
Chewy. First, Jaylen Brown and now Celtic Al Horford has tested positive for COVID. And our good old friend Kyrie Irving, who now plays for the Brooklyn Nets, was told by the Nets that he cannot play or practice with the team until he's vaccinated.
Is it me or does Kyrie's, his MO in basketball is like the person who's in a relationship and is doing everything they can to get dumped? You know what I'm saying? But it's like I've never seen anybody with so much talent act like he doesn't care and doesn't want to play.
I think he really doesn't care.
He won't get vaccinated. He won't do it. So he's not going
to
play.
Yeah.
He went to Duke. He should be smarter than this. He thought the world was flat.
Went to Duke and barely played there, too. But I'm going to keep going. The Houston Astros beat the White Sox 10-1 to win that series. And so it's the Red Sox and the Astros in the ALCS. Are y'all ready?
I like it.
Have you learned your lesson since the Yankees and the Rays? Who you picking?
I mean, do you want me to pick the Red Sox?
No.
Let me rephrase that.
Don't.
Who are you going to support?
Who do you want me to support on air? No, it's not about who do you want me to support. Who do you want me to not support on air, I guess.
You need to keep going with the Red Sox. That's what you need to do.
Let me ask you this question before I get my answer, Leroy. Who do you want to win?
The Red Sox?
All right, then let's go Astros.
Yeah, you got to stick with that, Romero. It's been working so far.
Everybody, you're welcome.
Okay, game one is Friday. In the NFL, the John Gruden racist anti-gay email story isn't dying anytime soon. As a matter of fact, it's going to get just bigger. Word is that the NFL Players Association will petition the NFL to release all the emails. I would just say prepare your hearts and minds for some of your favorites to be exposed. And it's true. Winning in sports isn't everything to pro athletes. Former Patriot Darrelle Revis said in the I Am Athlete podcast that despite winning a Super Bowl, he did not enjoy playing for the Pats. Why? Here's what he said. He said, "I'm happy for the grind and the hustle of winning Super Bowl 49, but you know, waking up every day and walking into the facility and having to deal with tension, you see why they've been to 10 Super Bowls. You see the hustle and the grind of it. But at the end of the day, there's other philosophies to win, and it doesn't have to be that way."
I hear you.
It's a little disappointing. I thought winning was everything to pro athletes.
Listen, apparently not.
No.
You got way too many former athletes coming forward saying it wasn't any fun playing for the Patriots. Give me a break.
Those are all guys that won, so they can say that. But find me a guy who's on a team that sucks.
Right.
Who's like, "Man, we're having so much fun.
Right,
this is so much better than winning."
The time of my life.
6-10.
Right. Tonight, Celtics Magic at 7. Major League Baseball, you got the Dodgers and Giants for the right to go to the NLCS. First pitch is at 9:07, and that's your sports.
All right, today's good news. Tony Garcia considers himself an old retired teacher who says he doesn't understand influencers, YouTubers, or TikTokers, but he has gone viral. He heard about the challenges in schools where students were destroying school property or slapping teachers and wanted to offer another type of challenge of old school lessons, the most important, to be a good and kind human being. Well, since his post was shared, he's received messages from all over the world, from just about every state. He was thinking that his message wouldn't make it to its intended audience, the kids, but it has. Parents are saying that they're sharing the message with their kids. Principals are using the post as a morning announcement in their schools and are participating in a TikTok challenge to make a difference in the lives of others. That's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.